Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Wow. That was quite a pregnant pause, but I loved it.
Computers suck.
Builds the anticipation. Welcome to the show. I'm Deborah Lee. I am your psychic love doctor for at least the next hour. In professional terms, I am a credentialed life coach and intuitive counselor. So just so you know, I don't just fool around with playing cards, but I do fool around with playing cards.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
That's right. So I want to welcome all of our Blog Talk listeners. Love having you folks. This is the best part of the day for me and my sidekick, Jimbo Beggins. It's not really his last name. But
shocking. I know everybody's shocked.
Yeah. And I also want to welcome our Facebookers. Yes. You are the folks that join us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook, and you watch us streaming live. So if we have any errors or we fall off our chair or something happens, you all would be right on the spot to catch it. With that said, I want to turn to the deck of cards. We're using just an ordinary bicycle deck. Nothing special about it, except that you could really make a haul in poker if you're good enough at it. I want to tell you that this is not tarot. Okay, the cards for tarot are completely different. It's not oracle cards, and it's definitely not any other method out there that I'm sure is just as insightful, you know, in its own way. So it's important to be aware that I will be using a 24-card layout rather than just, you know, randomly pulling a few cards. This is a actual layout that I use in my work when we would, say, get together for a private session. It's also a way for me to get a look at you, your life, the landscape of it, I guess you could say. So this way I get to see you and perceive quite a bit about you. And with that said, I'm now going to tell Jimbo, take it away.
Take it away, Tampa Bay. All right. I want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That's our opening disclaimer.
I almost choked all over you.
Yeah, I've had a lot of shit happen to me, so what's the deal? Also, if you're an international caller or an international viewer on Facebook, let us know. We'll give you a live shout-out, all right? We don't have any yet, but they will come. Book them. They will come.
No, it's right. Build it.
I'm doing the Wayne's World thing.
They
made fun of that.
Them,
yeah, the second Wayne's World, yeah. He's doing like a... Well, he was doing like a another Woodstock type thing, and he's like, he wanted all these bands to come. And he had like this dream.
And
the guy just said, yeah, it was the Naked Indian. Well, he said naked, he wasn't naked. He goes, just book it. He goes, book them, they will come.
Oh,
all right, and
oh,
it did at the end. Man, all the bands showed up, Aerosmith, all of them. But anyway, all right, let's talk about the show. Really good show, really good show. It's call-in show primer. That's 515-602-9676. Summer to call in, and when you call it, I haven't tested it yet, and I think I'm not good at tonight. Sometimes I don't. I have faith. This Blog Talk 99.9% of the time is working great. Literally 99.9% of the time. Anyway, when you do call in, you will get a automated type message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. And when you hear the show, it's all working like it's supposed to. I can see your number, and I have controls. I keep track of who's when, so no new person jumps in that hasn't been waiting long and goes ahead of you, so it's all good. All right? Now, when we do go live, I ask that you do the following things if you legally and safely can, and I'll explain why at the end of the list. Kick off the speakerphone, kill your Bluetooth. Just hold that sucker up to your head, the old school way of talking on a phone, please. What else? Oh, yeah, definitely get all the background noises shut down and quit multitasking. Do typically the stuff you do when you're on hold. You do a whole bunch of stuff, turn some stuff up to entertain you. Shut all that down. All right, perfect scenario. You're in your abode, and then you know which the best room is to be comfortable, quiet, and has great cell phone reception. That's what you want to do. And notice yesterday we had a caller that was on speakerphone.
Yeah.
And as soon as they shut it off, it was great. But once it was on, it was rough. So understand, we'll work with you the best we can. If you're driving and the law says you got to be on hands-free, you know, we that's what we said legally and safely. But, well, somebody said they can't get through on Blog Talk. You check your number.
Oh, no. The one time you don't call in to check.
No, it doesn't matter. We have people on hold.
Oh.
So you can get into Blog Talk. I will call in to check. We'll talk about the Facebook. Why don't you do the Facebook Messenger spiel while I do this? For those that can't call in, what are the options, Miss Deborah?
Those of you who can't call in, I mean, because you don't want to run up a huge roaming charge on your cell phone.
If you're international.
Yeah, we get that.
Or if you're just not.
What you can do is use Skype. It's like pennies, really. Oh. On Mondays, our show actually goes through Skype, and
yes,
we rarely have to refill the, what do you call it, the wallet.
Yeah, and that's domestic. Now, we understand that if you're Skyping from another country, it's probably not the same thing, but I guarantee it's not as much as just grabbing your cell phone and calling over here.
Yes.
And sometimes also, what we're getting to is that we occasionally are going to open up the floor to Facebook Messenger audio and video calls, or video. You can choose. We don't care. You go video, nobody else sees it. You don't have to freak out that somebody's going to see you in curlers or whatever. I don't know.
Usually we have the camera off anyway. It makes for a better quality on the phone.
Well, so anyway, there's some catches there. First one is don't just do it. It's not like the telephone where you get in early and get on hold. It doesn't have that ability.
No.
So you cannot messenger us until we ask so and we're ready. Otherwise, we're going to have to hang up on you. We've got no hold options or quiet shush options. Also, you have to messenger Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor show. And in order to do that, you must be friends with Deborah Lee. Now, if you happen to be kind of new in here and we say, hey, and you're like, well, I'd like to message the show, but I'm not friends with her. Go do the search for Deborah Lee, send friend requests to the two, because you'll get a few of the two that have her picture on it, different hairstyles and stuff, but you'll see it's her. You'll know it when you see it.
No glasses.
Yeah, you just, whatever. Yeah, you'll just see it. Just send those two friend requests and then tell me here, hey, I sent her a friend request, and she'll go look and accept, and you'll be able to message her when we open the door.
Eventually, we will be bringing WhatsApp on board, which is a very nice alternate app to use.
We'll see.
A lot of my clients want to meet that way.
Yes. Well, we'll see how that works out as far as people just zinging in, calling. We don't know. We'll figure it out. You don't know until you get there. All right? International shout out to Laura from Canada. There's our
Laura,
first one.
Hello.
All right. Let's see. We talked. Those are the two primary means of communication. Like I said, we will open the floor occasionally to the messenger. And you'll know. Don't just guess and messenger us. That's, we're going to have to hang up. That is a fact. Jacked. That sound that you will hear, that sound, you're going to hear that at the end of your reading with Deborah Lee. And I'll repeat that again, and I'll emphasize. You're going to hear that at the end of your reading with Deborah, not at the, getting close to the end. I should ask, fire a few more questions. Nope.
Well, unless we're in a very complex situation, I need to finish my train of thought.
You need to finish your train of thought, but they don't need to keep asking more questions. That's the key. No, don't go spy.
Well.
Nope. You can't do that. Otherwise, if you're not consistent, what happens?
You run out of time.
You run out of time, and you screw other people over. It's just like when you're training a dog, or you're raising a kid. You got to be consistent, or it goes right down the toilet, right? And here's the deal. if you really want that kind of attention one-on-one, you don't want me being a dickweed here or anything like that, playing harps and throwing cards at you, go to thesecondlovedoctor.com. Go to the website and arrange a private reading. And during that time block, it'd be you and her and nobody else. She might hear some dogs barking in the background because she's working from home or something at the time, but I won't be around to piss you off.
Boy, you put together a great commercial. I love that. So articulate.
Hey.
So charming.
Why sugarcoat a turd? Okay? That's all I'm trying to
say. I beg your pardon.
No, I'm talking about that. The part about me being negative about, you know, the
heart. He just wants to get everybody in.
It's the heart. We got to move on.
If you waited an hour, it kind of sucks.
We got to transition. We have to transition.
Got it, sir.
Everybody says that, but it freaking botches during the show every time.
Well, turn off the speaker.
And where's your speaker?
Well, I'm going over the microphone.
But sometimes you instigated it a little bit too much. I know you have to finish your train of thought, but sometimes they'll ask a question and then you should say no, but you don't, do you? She's too nice. She needs to be a dickweed.
Should we get him, ladies? Back, here's what I think. And we beat him with wet noodles.
I like pasta. I guess supposed to be a rubber hose, isn't it? Isn't that the old school phrase?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
I never saw one.
I don't know where that came from. I think it was about police brutality.
I will tell you, though, I went to private school with Dominican nuns. They're the Sally Field. Remember the flying nuns?
The flying nuns with the
wings. Great big thing on their head. I'll tell you, them women could have been wrestlers. They could take a 15-year-old boy and they just thrash him. You know, they throw kids up against the wall. I mean, women were bad.
Yeah, benevolent religion, you got to love it. All right, let's stop jabbering. Let's get the show on the road. All right, we're going to go to the first area code is 520, Arizona, 520. Welcome.
Hello there.
Hello, guys.
Well, there's Lisa. Yes.
I had a bad first grade experience with teachers beating us up, but gosh, I'm listening to you.
those old
We were in the military. We were military brats, and we were overseas. I don't know if that's what brought on the bad teacher.
Might have been.
Well, back then, and you're not nearly as old as we are.
Negative.
But back in our day, teachers were allowed to kind of slap you and grab your shirt collar. And, you know, they were allowed. Parents didn't interfere with what was going on in school.
Yeah, but, you know.
Not saying it's right.
Not saying it's right, but notice how children are different today.
Yeah.
There's zero respect anymore.
And so entitled. Oh.
Yep, they think they have the rights of a 30-year-old. All right, anyway, let's get on with their
question. All right, Lisa, what brings you to
it? Okay, well, and then before you hang up or even when you're talking to someone else, I want to hear about your Christmas party last night, but you don't have to talk to me about it.
Yeah. Okay,
I'll ask
you
my question. My question is about the movers are supposed to be coming on Tuesday to help me unload the house, and I'm having a heck of a time getting hold of Samantha, who had taken every call when I first called her, and then she sent me a proposal, and then I haven't been able to reach her. And supposedly, they're coming tomorrow just to do a walkthrough. I don't know. I haven't heard from her, and I want to know what the cards say. Are these people reliable? I mean, I've got my neighbor going over there with me to help me kind of oversee stuff when the movers come on Tuesday. I mean, is this going to fly?
You know, Lisa, I got to tell you and others, everybody listening, you present us with such a great example of this method of perceiving the future from playing cards, because you can bring even small matters. Everything doesn't have to be life-shattering.
She knows that every question can be asked. Some new folks think it has to be love or family. It's like, no.
No, you can have.
Lisa knows. You can ask about anything. And she's a good example. It's cool that she's a first-time caller so others can hear.
Yeah.
Hey, I can ask anything. And because it's your call, it's your reading, it's you get to ask. And the cards are going down.
Yeah, so thank you for that. It's a really good demonstration.
So Tuesday is when that's the pack them up, move them day?
Well, supposedly. I mean, she sent me a proposal, and I agreed to it. And then I told her I had a couple of other questions, and she said she was going to go do inventory at her location, you know, count boxes. And I said, go ahead and do that, and I'll talk to you later today, which was last week, and never heard from her, didn't hear from her the following day, and I've been trying to reach her, and no, you know, it goes to voicemail. So I'm just wondering what the heck is going on. Are they, I mean, they have great reviews, but I don't know.
Well, right at this particular moment, I'm seeing it's more of a personal matter that she's going through. There's a man here, and there's some, like, non-response. So I'm going to hope with you that they will show up as planned. I mean, it's not a good way to run a business if you're, you know, we ran into one guy here. We have a really beautiful sunroom with a cathedral ceiling, and it needed cleaning really bad. The first guy that I got in touch with, he was like this. And by the time it came ready to do the job, we got rid of him because he seemed really like far too unreliable. So I'm hoping that won't be the case for you.
What do you see?
Well, what I get is the Samantha. Is that, that's her name, right? She's,
yeah,
you know, like there's a man there. And I'm wondering if they are off on some kind of romantic interview.
Oh, you think she's a little bit busy in her personal life and letting it interfere?
Thinking.
Yeah. Shame
but
on her.
You've left her messages, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I emailed her. I've left messages. And the last time I talked to her, she said, oh, yeah, I got your messages. And I've been so busy. But still, it's not an excuse because I'm spending quite a chunk of money to get this done. And I needed, she told me that they were going to come and do a walkthrough. But I haven't even, I mean, tomorrow is the day before the move takes place, and none of that has happened. I haven't even discussed it with her. I said I need to still discuss some of the points.
Did you pay her any money?
No.
Good.
Not till the end.
I think, well, this is my style, and Jim can, often Jim and I do good cop, bad cop, depending on what we're dealing with. But if it was me, I would have lost my patience by now. And I would leave an actual, like, voicemail message saying, listen, if I don't hear from you, certainly by Monday morning, I'm going to have to
make other plans.
That's it.
I have to make other arrangements. I can't just kick a move down the road just because you're busy.
Yeah, I like the way you put it, too.
I can't just say, oh, you're busy. Well, then I shall not make a move. No, that doesn't fly.
Yeah, they got to honor their commitments.
Yeah, I mean, people that move are on a tight schedule typically. They can't just
say
whatever, you know.
Imagine if you had to be out on Tuesday, and now you're in a bind with the landlord, let's say. It's not a good deal. So I would give them an ultimatum and possibly.
Do you see it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Do the cards say they're going to show up on Tuesday and do the job?
Are they going to be there on Tuesday or not?
Right now, I'm not sure, to tell you the truth.
Which is not a good sign.
No.
Right.
It's okay. Not.
I'm 2 days away, that is not a good sign. We can all be clear on that, right?
No, and she may have this convoluted story to tell you, you know, that it's entirely, I feel like it's going to be made up.
Oh,
yeah.
That people in that, that different types of jobs, service jobs like that, contractors, they have all sorts of great stories they pull out.
Are you able to, you don't have to get out on Tuesday for sure, right?
Oh, God, no. I mean, this is on my own time schedule. She and I just arranged it for that day, but I'm counting on her people to do good work.
Well, give her a time ultimatum, and then start thinking about a contingency plan.
Start looking around, shop around.
You know, that's what I would suggest.
So you don't. So basically, the answer to your question is
probably
it's not clear in the cards, and that's probably a bad sign if it's
so
not
they
clear.
They don't seem like a good company to deal with then. Is that what the cards are saying? They're kind of fly by night? I mean, they have good reviews.
Yes. I'm going to put my answer on yes. They look shady
okay.
to me. And this could be a sign for you that these are not the right movers for you. Are they bonded?
I better
are
look
they...
elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, do they have credentials? So that if they
yeah.
find your diamond tennis bracelet and it's not there when you move everything, I'm just saying, you can't really prove it or they don't have any insurance.
Yeah, I mean, she said she saw they had good reviews.
Yeah.
But
maybe they're all family.
Is that, you know, you, we laugh.
I know. Right? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
we'll
you're
do
right.
that. We laugh about that.
Yeah, you're going to eventually get it taken care of. And it's almost like you have a sign. I don't know what to call it. Like everything that you go to do for some reason seems to take extra effort.
It seems to be
it's
more difficult, yes. than it should be.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's like that in life. But it's, yeah, she's like hitting a spot where that's happened a lot
yeah.
now. Yeah.
So
hopefully
yeah.
it's not a trend. That's what we all got to say about that. All right, here we
Let
go.
Let us this... hear about your Christmas party sometime. Oh. I'm interested. You guys okay. looked really sharp.
Well, you're
going to
be, you're gonna be
less interested.
Yeah, less interested, yeah.
We were severely overdressed. It was very small. They didn't have enough rum for me. Not that I have to have bottles and bottles.
It was a bummer.
It was.
That was a bummer.
Some people don't know how to put on a good party. And this, and I hope none of them are listening.
Or the other way around is not that they don't. They over, what do? They embellish it too much. Oh, boy, oh, boy. It's like, yeah, don't advertise something it's not going to be.
And that's a
bummer.
Yeah. All you are dressing great. We're going to have chandeliers and oh, my goodness.
There are people Jim works with.
But yeah, I'll blame it on me. Blame it on me. They're human.
He deals with them.
All right, anyway, here, real quick.
Okay, here you go.
Angel card. These are the old angel cards. We break them out from time to time. Subject is divine order.
Okay.
Archangel Raggi added, everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order. So right now she's not seeing any order
there's
based
a reason
on all this crap.
For it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a reason for what's going on, and it'll probably isn't going to come clear till tomorrow or the next day.
And the next day is going to be
well,
Tuesday.
I would, like you said, she tomorrow needs
yeah,
to be the
Yeah, they're supposed
day.
To be there at 9 a.m. on Tuesday,
and one,
so this is weird.
And they need
this
to come
really
the day to do a walkthrough if they want to do a walkthrough, not the day of.
Well, that's what she said, yeah.
Right. So you stick to your guns. You get a hold of her, leave her message, hey, if you're going to do a walkthrough, damn well better be tomorrow, and it damn well better be very soon, because anything else will not support a Tuesday move, which is what I've been planning all along.
You do speak really well when you want to.
Hey, you know what? Like she said, she's paying these people money. They're not doing
exactly.
it for free.
No.
She's paying them bucks, and that's a decent amount of bucks. And they damn well should perform.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Word up on that, dog.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And you got to let us know, because now
tomorrow.
We're wondering.
Yeah, news for the soul.
Yeah, if you
Please
can call in.
Please call us and let
news
us know.
News for the soul tomorrow if you can.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And if not, well, then we understand if you're busy Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever
See,
you can.
I don't want to make up an answer. I'm not like that. I will tell you sometimes the cards are very ambiguous.
Yeah.
They're nebulous. I can't tell. And that's what I think is really kind of the case here. That maybe this is a company that has too many chiefs. And not enough Indians.
And sometimes these companies love that money so much, they start taking on jobs that they can't organize and do all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody gets blown off. They start trying to, I'll get to you, because they've scheduled. It's like overbooking a flight on an airline.
Oh, it's true.
A lot of them will do that because in their world, one thing in their defense is sometimes they go through lulls where they have no jobs. So all of a sudden, when they get a bunch of people, they want to somehow work them all in, even if they physically
Absolutely.
Can't.
Absolutely.
So I can see them, but it's not right.
If they're overbooked, they should have told
you. Yes, they should have been honest, but you know how it is.
And maybe they're... Yeah. Now, we had these cleaners come in and painters, and they ran long, you know, but we were aware of that.
We knew that.
And if they had another job lined up, they needed to... And likely did get a hold of those other people.
Yeah, probably did. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, Lisa. You're very, your life is quite a story. I mean, it's like
you got a lot
book.
Of stuff going on. You're not very bored.
No.
I know. It's like a lot of popcorn going off all at once.
But
I like that.
Keeps you on your toes, though, doesn't it?
It really does. All right, honey. Take care. Please get in touch tomorrow.
Take care.
All right.
You must call again.
Okay. Right. Thanks. Take care.
Thank you.
All right.
I must address. What?
First of all, international shout out to Mike from the UK.
Mike, yay.
Who said he likes my shirt?
You like his shirt?
Okay. It is a cool shirt.
Well, I'm glad you like his shirt.
Because she doesn't like a damn thing I own. Well, like 5 out of 1,000 things.
I don't think it's really a winter color.
I hate this. Well, it's winter. We must wear different colors. I don't give a shit what season it is. If I want to wear white in the winter and I want to wear pitch black in the summer, I shall do so.
That's why women tend to dress men.
But what does it matter ultimately what goddamn color it is the time of the year? Tell me, ultimately, what does it matter in the universe? How are the stars going to change? You are white in December. Holy shit, a meteor is coming. We're going to die. If the planet's dead because you did that. You shouldn't have done that. You should have went against that, the fashion stuff about colors.
Are you done now?
No, actually, Pat Haley says she cannot get through.
Oh, my
God. And I've tried
God.
Twice. We've just had a caller. We've got another caller on hold. Pat, I don't know if maybe you – sometimes there's some weird cell phone crap going on if you're doing cell phone stuff in your neighborhood.
Maybe she could reboot.
There could be mate – I don't know. You could reboot your phone if she's using a cell phone. You could do that. It never hurts. Or – but I've gotten through twice instantly.
Come on the portal from.
Not now.
Not yet, though. But we can have you to come in through Messenger.
She says she's getting a busy signal. And there is, that is. I mean, you really need to. I'm going to paste that number again. 515-602-9676. Some people think usually cell phones are smart. You don't have to put a 1 in front of long-distance calls anymore, but typically your cell phone knows that you're booting one and says, okay, you didn't need to do it, but I'm going to be okay with it. Sometimes that can confuse maybe a cell phone, a newer cell phone. I don't know. You don't need to put you don't need that 1 anymore when you're doing your stuff on your cell phones. Just put the area code, number, and the exchange. Or I guess the exchange and then the number. Exchange is the next digit. All right, yeah, I've called like 2 or 3 times now, and I don't know what you're doing.
Freaking out. That's fine.
Freak out. Mike said I would wear that shirt.
Oh, I think you're too pretty to wear that shirt.
Yeah.
You're a really good-looking young man.
Yes,
or man.
Somebody else said they couldn't get through a long time ago, but...
I'm just teasing you, Mike. It's okay. It's a good color for men.
I just don't know.
It's just out of season, that's all.
Tell you, I can...
Are we having another problem?
No, I swear, we got another caller. We have people in here. I've called, every time somebody tells me they can't get through, I dial it and I get in and I can see myself on hold and I can hear the show. I just know what to tell you. Maybe you guys are in some kind of area where there's... I mean, they do maintenance. Basically, the whole world's run by frickin' computers nowadays.
I read that Mars is in retrograde still. And I know that's your favorite thing in the world.
Yes, I like talking about illusionary things. Illusionary things. Do you folks know what retrograde means? Tell them, Deb.
You tell them. You've got a better handle on it.
Imagine it typically, a lot of it is Mars a lot because of where it's located. Probably some of the other ones, but you don't see them late at night, like Venus and Mercury and stuff because of where they are. But retrograde is all of a sudden, you know, the planets are tracking, and all of a sudden, after a while, it looks like they're going backwards. Of course they're not, mind you. Orbits don't work that way. It's based on our position, our planet, where we are. So it gets that illusion in the sky that it's going backwards. Illusion.
But it still messes with our technology, communication.
I would love to see how that happens physically. How does it do that?
Well,
how does something that's illusionally not really going backwards destroy communications on Earth?
It's an interference. is what I know.
All right, that's why I do that. That's why me and her do this.
Going forward is positive energy. Going forward is negative energy.
All right, cool. We got another person from Arizona. Kathy said she got in fine. So, you know, in the cell phone world, it's a crapshoot. Sometimes you call and you get a busy signal, and it's person's not busy. It's like as it's bouncing through cell towers and going from here to there, it hits a snafu because there's computers involved.
You're right. It could be something going on in your neighborhood.
Or somewhere down. Because it is dialing into a long-distance number. Somewhere between her and where it's going, something's not working.
Bill is, or John is saying something.
Yes. The gold, I'm going to say it so it doesn't sound like it. The old Uranus jokes. The old Uranus. I say Uranus instead of Uranus because that makes it obvious. Yes, indeedy. All right, enough astronomy.
All right.
Let's rock. Let's roll. Let's go to area code 2.
I had no. I really thought he was going to share something. No. Really.
219 Indiana. Hey.
Hello there, Indiana.
You know who it is.
Is this our? I can't say your name.
You can. I unplugged it.
Oh, Alexis.
Alexis.
Yes. How are you?
Well.
Good. How you doing? You don't sound real.
Are you all right?
You okay?
We're doing okay.
Yeah, I'm doing great.
How's COVID treating you?
I feel good. I'm wrapping gifts right now.
Oh, for the babies?
Yeah.
Oh, does everybody get a little gift wrapped COVID?
Yes.
But anyway, go ahead.
It's
Sunday. We rock.
I want to get more in details with my friend Jen. Well, her real name is Janelle, I think she said.
Yeah, and her, what you call her
name, J-Music.
J-Music.
But I want to get in more tune and see where is she really down for me? Is she lying? Are more going to come to us? What is it?
Alexis, let me ask you, where do you want this relationship to go with her? You want it to become a passionate romance?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because me knowing what your intention is makes this so much easier for me to zero in. Now, is she on board with that? Do you talk about that?
I believe so, but you know, people be lying, so.
Yeah, you said it. So give me a moment here. Jim will talk to you.
I will talk, but I cannot talk to Jenny. I was busy doing my Facebook thing.
She wants to know if the other woman is on board for a passionate
romance. I think we danced around that a little bit last phone call about that, too, being on board. Not really sure. You know, because some people are not on the same wavelength. Obviously, I'm preaching to the choir here, and everybody knows that. Some people are like, I'm ready for this. You know, people are like, I'm ready for a little something, but not necessarily that. You know, and sometimes we do not communicate well with each other on that. And sometimes the other deceives us.
It's truly amazing how open the world has become in many ways, not always, towards same-sex relationships and whatnot. It was so taboo back like in the 70s when I was a teenager then. And, you didn't want to get branded regardless of which sex, you know, gender you were. Everything went on behind closed doors. Maybe that's why they were all in the closet. But to approach somebody, and I'm saying like when you're 13 and 14, a lot of women we'll make out with each other. You're learning how to kiss. You learn about petting. You know, it's like you've got some feelings stirring and you want to be practiced for the first boyfriend that you get.
Why?
Why? Because you want to have some experience to know how to stick your tongue in somebody's mouth.
Why do you have to practice? We had to practice with a chicka first.
Because you know a guy is going to want to go too far. Where a girl's going to, your best friend's going to just, you called it practicing boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, I think a little more to it than that. Because you know what? Guys don't practice boyfriend, girlfriend.
No, but you might have had, like, masturbation sessions.
No!
Oh, hold on. Because you ain't answered that question yet. I have a question, another question.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you the answer. Yeah.
Your cards are down.
And I'm sorry we got
off
on a
tangent. Go back to the first one.
The first question, is she down for that? Yes, but I don't think that she can be a one-woman, if you know what I mean. I think that she dabbles in her sexuality, from what I see here. She likes to have a good time. Yeah, you guys could have a really great relationship, but I think it would have to have some openness, you know, where she feels free to be with others.
Okay, and then what you said, you had another question. The cards are down. Now is that time before we move on. What do you got?
Is she talking to other girls, or is I'm the only one?
Ah, that's a very good question.
It really is.
I bet she is, but I don't know shit about
her. What I could say is she's talking to. She socializes. But like I say, I think for her, it would be kind of like just messing around sexually with you. But it would be like two really good friends getting off together, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I better rephrase that. Not that part.
What?
Her and them two? Or her and somebody she's socializing with?
No, I was speaking to Alexa.
Okay.
That's going to be the nature of your relationship. I don't, at this particular point.
I don't think she wants that.
I don't see you guys like heading toward marriage. Or, you know, that can happen.
Sure.
But you've got to let it take some steps.
You got to walk before you run.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, right now, though.
What is your other question?
No, I think
that was it. Yeah, if she.
That was it.
Yeah, I think she's a very social woman. And,
last night when we she was texting somebody. But I asked her who she was texting. She said her nephew. But I think she was texting a female.
Okay. That's very likely. But at this point, she may not feel that you have a need to know every single thing.
She might not be on the same committal phase, the same sharing phase. That doesn't mean that she's planning to kick into the curb, right?
No, the cards look like this is great.
You said she plans on some kind of going down the road of futureness. It's just that she's not at the same speed right now, right?
No, and I bet just she would like to have a threesome with either a guy or another girl.
Holy
guacamole. This woman has
you mentioned that before about
blended
her.
Boundaries.
Either the last call or the call before you mentioned that about her.
Yeah, so you've got yourself kind of like a really nice playmate here, but I don't know that she's going to be just, you know, faithful to one.
She might be a little too wild.
Yeah, and you know, that's the nature of our society these days. You've got the equivalent of a singles bar running through your computer. You know, it's running right through your house.
Oh, God, singles bar, brothel, I mean, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you're looking for is out there.
It is.
And it's making people, it's like that book, what was it called, Future Shock? Way back, they said by 1984, there would be so many choices. Like, you don't just go out and buy a pair of shoes. You're going to look at hundreds of pairs of shoes.
Wasn't there an actual book called 1984?
And Future Shock.
But I'm saying there was actually one called 1984.
Yeah,
right?
So I think we have so many opportunities that people just get lost in it. Okay, why should she pick one if she can have five?
Sure.
And why should a guy have just one if he can have 10? Okay.
I like it. From a guy's
better
point,
be organized.
Like a guy's point of view,
you're going to play around like that. Better be very organized. Alexis, if you're looking for a woman that's only going to be yours, this one isn't it.
Faithful.
At least not right now.
Not right now. And It's up to you. I'm not a big fan of that. So.
I think you're gonna what?
Somebody that I'm starting to get a relationship with not being committed.
Well, it's bad.
But you got to iron. Yeah. You got to put that out there on the floor.
It's bad for disease.
Well, just you got to put it on the floor. Honestly, what are you going to do right now? Are you going to keep seeing other people? Because I won't. And if they lie to you, you can't control that.
Alexis, I think you're going to swing right back to men, and you will ultimately stay there when you make the right one.
Because we're not
that
bad. You know, you get a bad apple. You can't blame the whole bunch on a bad apple. Right?
Maybe you'll have someone that will be interested in exploring sexually with you different scenarios.
You just don't know. You gotta, you know, life is a big journey. I know it sounds very blah, 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 blah. I hear it on TV all the time. But it's true when people say that. Life is a big journey.
Well, it is.
And all sorts of speed bumps and craps coming along the way.
And we have all kinds of clubs in this country. I don't know about the others. But we have tons of these sex orgy clubs where you pay a fee at the door. And often women are free. And people go in there and it's just fast everything.
It's like that's like the days of the Romans.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Orgies shall be had. All right, anyway, real quick.
All right, Alexis, here's for you.
This is your old school angel card reading. Subject is gentleness. Archangel Sandalphon. Be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments. And I bet this is because you're battling COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is probably, you don't want to lose focus on what you're immediately battling physically.
It's a very emotional type of virus.
It affects people differently. You're right.
Oh, my God. Everything. Commercials on TV made me burst out crying from COVID. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But don't be in a hurry. You know, enjoy every day and the relationships you have and let life take its course. You know, the worst, best decisions we ever make is when we're feeling desperate. So take care, hon. Love you and hope to hear from you soon.
And take care of yourself. The battle. Yeah. Get rid of this flu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye. Call us again.
Oh, she hung up?
You know, sometimes people get angry when they don't get the answer they
want.
I don't
think that. She's not feeling
good. Just saying. I think that they're angry at
the situation,
the
life,
insight,
the lack of control they have over the situation,
God,
right?
Yes.
Because let's face it, you may be in some kind of situation. Sometimes you may have a lot of control over it, but sometimes you may have zero or a tiny little bit of control, and you just got to take the ride or get out.
Well, like, for instance, if you have a boyfriend that you think, or girlfriend that you think is cheating on you, well, how's it going to go? A lot of people are going to hack into their phones or, you know, go
so there's that
their
way.
Phones.
There's the spy thing. Put on app trackers on them and stuff like that.
Yep. Then you're going to start policing them.
But it's like if you have to go through that level, isn't that a sign that you shouldn't? If you have to spy and put trackers on somebody, doesn't that mean that's not that somebody? To me, it does. But people get hung up
and
get
imagine
that tunnel vision.
At what point do you try and stop? You've already proven you don't trust this person.
Right.
Even when they aren't doing anything.
And then they get wind of it, and then, they're like, oh, now I got this partner that doesn't trust me, even though they probably earned that distrust. But they don't like that. They don't like that person stalking them, putting trackers on them and stuff like that. So the wedge gets wider.
And, you know, if you have to go through somebody's computer and stuff like that, Jim, you're right. You need somebody that will give you more of a sense of trust.
Yeah. And if you've been burned so many times that you feel you have to do it with every single person that you're going to get involved with, it's not going to work out for you. You're going to have to get over it eventually.
Time to go to therapy.
Yeah, you're going to have to figure out a way to get over it. You can't just say, well, I have been screwed over by so many guys. I'm going to go through every electronic device you have. The guy would be like, goodbye. I don't want to be with you.
Yeah.
You don't trust me? I don't care. It's not my fault you had a bad past.
Well,
you know,
the guy feels victimized, and when it's the other way around, you know, women get where they're scared to even move because he's going to be tracked.
It is kind of a two-way thing here. All right. I typed it in. I've get ready. I've opened up the floor to Facebook Messenger.
So, Pat, you could call in that way.
There's a few of us on here. I think you just, in your area, whatever region you're in, is having some kind of cell phone issue, maybe going long distance. Because other people, have told us that they have...
I love your comment, Laura. That's where I'm at. She says she's too old to put herself through all
through
of that.
That drama stuff. And
it's
you know what?
A lot of work.
To be honest, it's typical of the younger generation. Usually people, when they get up after fears, they understand that's crap, and they start recognizing, hey, I like this person, but they've got that thing about them.
And then it goes to the extreme where you're making sure they're at work.
Take it quick.
You know, make sure they're at the store, whatever. Oh, hello there, Miss Pat. Hello.
Wait, there might be a delay.
Pat? Maybe it's her phone. We hear you, Pat.
She may have dialed by accident. Did it hang up?
Yeah.
Well, she's been on here. I didn't really, not sure that hearing the sirens in the background was necessarily a good sign. I don't know. You know? But anyway, we got a lot of Facebook followers today. I like it.
Yeah, very nice. Glad.
I just put in the number, and the messenger portal is still open. And
okay.
Pat, we're going to see what happens.
She's trying again. Hello. Hi, Pat. Uh-oh, something's up. But we can hear all the other sounds.
Hi.
I think she's accidentally butt dialing us. She's talking to a friend or somebody, but they know each other.
Well, they were in an elevator. She said, what floor? And he said four or five or
something. Oh, that was interesting. Well, if she's in an elevator, that's why the comms are going bad. I wouldn't even bother taking my cell phone out in the elevator nowadays. All right. We don't have any callers right now, but I will put it out. If anyone has a question, type it now. But that'll go first. I think Pat is not intentionally doing that. She probably has Facebook up on her phone because she was here talking. And the little messenger thing she hit by accident.
Well, and the thing is, too, you're not used to it. When you go to dial through on Messenger, if you touch something else, the Messenger call turns into a little tiny thing at the top of the page.
Yeah, it goes in the background.
Yeah. So
Messenger and your actual phone calls.
Yeah.
I'm not an iPhone guy, but I assume they do the thing. They go into the background, but they let you know. They show up at the top, so you know you're on a live call.
Yeah.
They show a little thing at the top. So they let you know, hey there, Jack, you're on a live call, whether you know it or not. Just let you know. It goes like it's like a banner at the entire top of our phones, which is cool. Because I'll be honest, at our work, COVID brought it on, and it's actually a good thing. That was one good change is we do a lot of WebEx meetings. And it's so awesome because I work in a shipyard with 30-some thousand people. That thing is spread out all over. You can spend an eternity just physically having to go to a meeting. But WebEx has made it so much easier. You can just call into it.
Yeah.
Which gives me that, because I call on my cell phone all the time. So I can be mobile, multitask while I'm doing a meeting, because a lot of meetings, they're not prolific. Pat, we heard you. We heard everything. We heard you talking to somebody. It sounded like in an elevator. Maybe it's if you were in an elevator in a weird spot. I don't know. That could be why you weren't hearing us. So I think you should try it again. It's up to you. We keep the floor open. Remember, there's a 20-30 second delay. So yes, Ms. Pat from the land of Connecticut. And I always used to say some of these names when I was younger. phonetically, so I knew how to spell them. Like, I used to say Illinois, and I would say Connecticut.
Yeah.
Connecticut. So I knew how to spell it properly. So sometimes I still do it, and a lot of people from those states go like, don't say it like that. I was like, sorry, Illinois. I used to say it that way, remind myself how to spell it when I was very young. Also, sorry.
Kind of like that Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, you know, everybody says it differently, but if you go on the internet, you can find the correct, and they'll hit a play button, and you can hear somebody say the proper, and it's not what you would think.
Yeah, it's like a neighboring city right across the bridge to us is, well, it would seem if you look at the spelling, it's Portsmouth.
No, see, actually, and I have to take, I can't take credit for it, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a good guess. Deb was the one that knew you were in an elevator. I just relayed her. She,
so it's really
Detective Detective Debbie knew that you were in an elevator, not me. I didn't know shit. So she was walking. There we go. It's probably going to be good now.
Pat. Pat.
Oh, hi. You know what? I can hardly hear you.
That's odd.
Check the volume on your phone.
I am.
Well, are you like...
I'm new to this, so I can't hear you, so I'm going to hang up, but I love you guys.
Oh, right. I love you too.
All right. Good
Bye-bye.
Job. Yeah, you had to try. Yeah. She gave it a shot. Well, practice makes perfect. Laura's asking... Laura, you can Facebook in now. And I didn't see where you typed the question. Maybe she typed it a long time ago. I bounce around from the show to Facebook, calling in to make sure stuff's going down. All right. So Pat, the Facebook Messenger experiment with Pat has failed, so we will not continue to do so.
And this is a very slow Sunday for us.
It is.
People got to be out shopping and sleeping.
Sundays are usually out of control.
Yeah.
I have Laura's question.
All
Remember
right.
she talked about her...
Oh.
She's... Well, you... Look, answer it. We don't need to... I don't need to read it.
Hello. Laura.
Hi.
Oh, there you are.
We got worried that our electronics were screwing up.
How are you? We're doing pretty good.
Oh, good. I just wanted to know if the MRI that I'm having on the 24th,
okay,
if it will be able to give the doctors information so they can fix my back.
Oh, you know, that's not really a medical question. So
it is, but she already knows. She knows, and everybody else, we're not doctors. When you ask these types of questions, you can't hold us to it medically. That's all. But she had talked about this the last time she talked to us, that there was an upcoming MRI. It was like on the spine, right?
Yep.
So, and she's hoping that it'll come out where they can say, aha. She wants the aha. When the actual doctor reads the MRI, she wants to hear, aha, that's what we all want.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want them to go, because that's not good when they go,
No.
We want them to go, oh, yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah, I'm just hoping they can say, yes, we can fix this so you're not in pain anymore.
Right, and that's a huge problem for so many millions of people.
It is.
Millions of people. I mean,
it's so bad. I can't even carry, like, when I fold a couple of towels from the dryer.
Aww.
When I carry them to the bathroom, it puts so much pressure on my lower back.
I believe it.
That it takes my breath away.
Yeah, I had a guy I work with that sits next to me. His back was at the point, too, where he couldn't carry light anything light.
No.
Well, then this will be...
Even a jug of milk.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was his example. You know, he's like, he's carrying groceries, and he's like, geez, I have to give my wife the freaking heavy stuff, you know?
I think you'll like I think you'll like this reading then, because I think it's going to give exactly what is needed. And it'll push your case into the right direction.
So they can have a solution, because that's what we want, is solutions, not more
What insanity, though, to go this long.
That is crazy. It's crazy.
And I've only been getting worse.
Well,
yeah, they typically don't get better. You're right.
I think the MRI is going to be very conclusive.
Yeah, and those are the shit, the MRIs.
Yeah, they're noisy, but they're...
Well, those pictures are amazing. I've seen a couple. Yeah. You can look on the internet and see them, too, but yeah. So that's good. Well, that's actually good news, and that's Christmas Eve, a Christmas Eve MRI. Don't we all want to have Christmas Eve MRI?
Yeah.
But I guess if it's going to... But if it's going to get you better in the long run, let it be Christmas Eve then.
It'll be good news into the new
year. Yeah, I'll do it on Christmas Day, damn it, if it's going to help me get better.
Sure.
Exactly.
All right. Oh, that
might excellent.
That looked good.
Yeah, we got to see where it comes. I like this one.
All right, Jim's got your angeling.
I do. I got to play the harps officially. All right. These are the old school angel cards that we used to use a lot more than we do now because we have other. Overcoming difficulties is the subject.
Nice.
Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you and you are surmounting any previous challenges.
I think that's great.
So
oh, that's perfect.
Probably kind of on the road to recovery type of card.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Right on.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, thank you too.
Yeah, right. And she was our first international caller.
Yes, well, Laura, we love having you. I feel like it's old home week when we do these shows now. I love it.
Long time.
I really do.
Me too.
So, listen, we'll be on News for the Soul tomorrow, but it's at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
And she's getting notifications, but sometimes they're really delayed. It's really weird, she was saying.
Crazy.
Facebook, what are you going to say, right?
Yeah, it's free.
It is indeed. You get what you pay for.
Well, all right. Well, have a good evening.
Yes, thank you for hanging in with us.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, hon. Bye.
Bye.
All right, we got a caller.
No, I have to tell you. Oh, you do?
Yeah, we do. 856.
Oh, all right. Well,
Jersey, 856.
I'll tell you right after.
Yeah, you are. Hello.
Hi, who's on the phone with
Hi.
Us?
It's Rosemary. You didn't have to take me. I was just listening.
Oh, Rosemary, yes.
Well, do you not have a question, or did you just want to listen?
Just listening, I guess. Unless if there's something new that came in, I don't even know.
Well, you know what I'm going to do for you?
General.
I'm going to look at the new year for you.
Yeah, give her a general. You know...
She's been around enough.
Yeah, and I'll do that little explanation, okay? For folks that are new or semi-new and probably don't know this, if you're brand new, you can't call in for a general reading because we know nothing about anything that's going on in your life. People like her and other people have called in and say, well, I just see what you see. It's like we've had so many readings, we know a lot of aspects about our life, so Deb can do a general reading.
And also, those who have a very strong emotional energy, I can
pick up on that
easier. Those that have more of a mind of a scientist.
Science!
It's a lot harder to get to the heart of it, if you know what I mean. All right, let's see what we got cooking here.
Blinded by Science.
Yeah, what song is that?
That's the song.
Oh, it's called that? Isn't it She Blinded Me?
Yes, She Blinded Me with Science.
Well, I think it sounds better than that.
Well, of course it's going to sound better than we're doing justice for. Otherwise, we'd have different jobs if we could make good music out of our mouth.
True, true.
Word up on that,
well,
dog.
Well, I want to tell you, my dear, you're going into a new year that's so bright and shiny that you're going to wonder how you've ever not been this happy.
I like it.
Yeah, I do too. And aren't you the one who told us you're going to Italy,
She wants to go to Italy, or is, yes.
Italy?
Yeah.
Well, you get to Italy, I think you're going to find the life there so wonderful, you're not going to want to come back.
And I think you told her that about some other, a long time ago. Basically that, because she's really looking forward to it, I think you said, you're going to be very happy, so let's see, okay.
You need the money to get going over
there. Yeah,
they have funding sources like, well, there's that GoFundMe, and there's others that she could put up her own thing saying, I need help to get to my, family. Italy.
Don't just say, I want to go to Italy. No. I'm always going to give you a damn dime. You better let them know that there's family that you
and that you really desperately need to get there. And there are some people that just have so much money, they enjoy reading you know, about other people's hardships, and they start throwing money.
And it could be from some area that they are fond of. Maybe they, they need to go back. I love that area. It's a rich person.
And there's some other ones out there, but it wouldn't hurt because, you know, there's a chance for you to gather the funds you need to get going. But, oh, is it going to be great this year? I wouldn't be surprised, really, if you stay. And if you do, all right, here's what I'm seeing. If you follow that path, there's going to be on the other side, like getting over there for an extended period of time, you're going to meet a guy. And he is just going to curl your eyelashes. He's so amazing. It's like he was made for you. And, you know, sometimes I believe that. I think that we sometimes have a true love, that it's just a matter of two people finding themselves. I'm seeing a home. I see children. I see relatives all around you. And you have friends, like, by the bunches. So I really think that your life's going to change in a big way. So hang on and keep dreaming about the future. And it'll be one foot in front of the other, and ta-da, you watch and see. So 2023 is going to be a magical year for you. I get chills just thinking about it.
It's good to get chills sometimes, yes, right?
So I think it's wonderful. And I hope that you continue to, you know, send your wishes, send your intentions out, and the universe is going to answer. Yeah. So do you have a card for her?
I do indeed. It is subject is peace. Very nice card to me, if anybody should have. Archangel Shamael. Peace comes from remembering that only love is real.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
It's a good dog. That's a good one.
Yeah, it is. So I'm glad you got through to us tonight.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Yep. And cool. You just
appreciate
thinking
it.
And dreaming of the future that lies
before
you.
We appreciate
you
calling and listening to our show. We do.
So take care. If we don't hear from you before, this will be your last Christmas without all the love, all the peace, all the happiness that you really deserve. It'll be the last one without it. So take care, honey.
Yeah. All right, you too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now. Oh, what is a sweetheart.
I think the time
has
come.
Look at, she brought us right up to
finish line.
Yeah. The show is over, say
goodbye. Oh, Monday. Goodbye. Standard time. We will not do Facebook Messenger calls on Monday. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Yes, we can talk to you and answer your questions. In a low in the phone.
Yeah,
call.
It didn't happen. It's predictable.
So take care. Love you all. Stay well and stay safe.